What about the issue of wound healing and recovery from surgery in this situation in bevacizumab?
Yeah, I think it's a relatively minor issue compared to all of the other considerations. Not a non-issue, but relatively small compared to all of the other considerations that go into the decision about medical and surgical risk. So at the front end, the issue is how much to delay surgery related to chemotherapy. Most liver surgeons want the patient to be off chemotherapy for at least a month before surgery to let the liver sort of get over any chemotherapy side effects, and in general to improve the patient's performance status so their general surgical risk gets better. The time to be off bevacizumab should probably be consistent with its half-life and the general experience, which is a goal of about 6 weeks, perhaps 8 weeks. And for most patients, adding simply, 2 to 4 weeks beyond what you'd be waiting anyway is relatively a small wait. With that time frame, it does not look like there's a significant increase in surgical risk, again, with the caveat that this is from registry data, but now, there's thousands or hundreds of patients who populate the sort of liver resection safety data sets. Post-op, you need to wait for the patient to have been well healed, and I don't think there's any undue risk to starting back on chemotherapy or bevacizumab once the patient's been well healed. Usually what that means for liver resection about 8 weeks out. With the current adjuvant study, CO8, the early toxicities reported from that study showed a minor increase in risk related to wound healing. That is sort of a issue of wound dehiscence, or actually largely a hernia formation, which was about 1% to 2%, which in this context of a potentially curative resection should be an issue which is largely manageable. So in aggregate, I think these are all considerations which we need to manage clinically, but I don't think drive the decision about what chemotherapy to use when curative resection is a goal.